say that you're a runaround lover, though you say it isn't so. But if you put me down for another, I'll know, believe me, I'll know. 'Cause a knife has a thousand knives, and a thousand knives can't help but see if you are true to me. So remember when you tell those little white lies that the knife has a thousand eyes.
Welcome to another edition of the Australian DX Report. This is Bob Padula in Melbourne, Australia, bringing to you our latest roundup of news concerning shortwave broadcasting stations around the world. We include information concerning propagation reports, monitoring information, solar activity news, schedule information, and other items of interest to shortwave monitoring enthusiasts. A reminder that all times we give in these programs are in UTC, also known as GMT, and all frequencies are in kilohertz. Solar activity continues to be at a very low level. According to the Ionospheric Prediction Service in Sydney, New South Wales here in Australia, an agency of the Australian Government, Department of Meteorology, the 10.7 centimetre solar radio flux has fallen to 79. That's the lowest figure for some months. And the daily equivalent smooth sunspot number has dropped to a very low level of 19. That's 19. Again, the lowest for a long time. And those figures are not expected to change significantly in the immediate future. And we're still continuing to work through the plateau of sunspot cycle number 24, and as I mentioned in previous broadcasts, the new cycle 25, is not expected to commence until sometime in mid-2017. So in the meantime, high frequency propagation conditions on the higher frequency band, say above about 14 megahertz, will not be very reliable over darkness or semi-darkness paths from long distances. And frequencies above about 14 megahertz will be quite reliable over daylight paths. So high frequency propagation continues to be subject to almost daily changes now, and it's unknown exactly when these perturbations will cease. In the meantime, here in Melbourne in Victoria, in Australia, we're moving through to our winter. Well, we're actually during winter at the moment. And the winter solstice is coming up very shortly, when we'll have much reduced daylight hours. That means that propagation on the lower frequencies will be somewhat better than what it is in the summer months. Doing some checking of the, researching the 31 meter band in our pre-sunrise period between 2000 and 2030. Some interesting occupancies observed recently include the following. 9380 All India Radio with its national network. 9420, The Voice of Greece, with its Greek programs in the external service. And 9460, The Voice of Turkey, from Ankara, with its Turkish language services to Europe, Africa, and the Middle East. 9565, Adventist World Radio. This is from the Nauen, Germany relay station, with programming in French. And the same program is also heard on 9610 in parallel from the same transmitting site. And 9585 China Radio International broadcasting from the Kashi transmitting site. That's in China, the Chinese mainland, with programs in Serbian. Another frequency for the Voice of Turkey is 9635, with programs in French, signing off at 2025. So quite a number of stations broadcasting in French in that time period. And 9655, a recently introduced frequency for the Radio Algeria external service, which uses relay facilities at Issoudun in France. A good reception with the Arabic program. And 9675, the Saudi Arabian Broadcasting Service with its Arabic programs. 9760, KSDA, Guam, morning service in Russian. Good reception here in Melbourne. And 9810, the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran from Tehran, with its general service in Arabic until closing on this frequency at 2025. And 9860, China Radio International from the Kunming transmitting site, broadcasting in Chinese. So quite a number of frequencies there in the 31 meter band, noted here in Melbourne recently in our pre-sunrise period between 2000 and 2030. In the afternoons here in Victoria, reception is becoming quite interesting, with lots of action and activity in the 31 meter band. This is between 0330 and 0400. On 9505, Adventist World Radio from the Moosebrunn transmitting site. That's the relay station there in Austria, and it's broadcasting to Africa. At 9515, the Voice of Turkey in English. And 9560, an interesting frequency occupancy, is NHK Radio Japan using the Madagascar relay station for programming in Swahili. And on 9570, China Radio International, broadcasting in Chinese. And 9575, Radio Medi, that's the station in Morocco, broadcasting in Arabic and French. And 9600, a station known as Radio Tamazu. Not sure whether that's the correct pronunciation. Anyway, that's the station, broadcasting from the Sudan. And 9660, Vatican Radio, broadcasting in Swahili from the Santa Maria the Galleria transmitting station. 9695, another frequency for Iran, this time in Kurdish. And 9710, Radio Havana, Cuba, broadcasting in Spanish. Very, very strong signals from Radio Romania International on 9730 in English. And on 9790, China Radio International, also in English, using the relay station at Radio Havana, Cuba. 9800, Radio Deutsche Welle in Germany, very strong signals Buddhist programs in Swahili using the transmitting station at Nauen in Germany. And 9815, the Voice of America, broadcasting from Botswana with programs in the Kirundi language. And 9965, Egypt, the Egyptian Radio External Service with its programs in Arabic. And 9545, the Solomon Islands Broadcasting Corporation with its domestic service. Now in the 25 metre band, the number of signals there noted recently between 0330 and 0400. They include 11750, the Voice of America from the Santa Maria di Galleria relay station in the Vatican, with programs in Somali. 11800, Radio Romania International in English. And 11810, China National Radio Network 8. This is the program in Mongolian for national minorities. Another frequency for Radio Romania International in English is 11825. And on 11895, the BBC from the Oman relay station with programs in Persian. And 11970, the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran in Arabic. And on the next frequency, 11980, the Voice of Turkey with programs in Turkish. And at the top end of the 25 meter band on 12035, the Voice of America with its program known as Diwa Radio, broadcasting to the Middle East from the Kuwait transmitting station. So good reception here in Melbourne in our early afternoons. Now it's the winter months on 31 and 25 metres between 0330 and 0400 with many good signals from Africa, Europe, the Middle East and Asia. Back home in Australia, the 2016-2017 federal budget used by the Government of Australia, particularly impacts on broadcasting operations of the Australian Broadcasting Corporation. Radio Australia, of course, is funded from the appropriation of the ABC, and it has been revealed in the media, Australian media, that there are to be substantial cuts in many ABC transmissions or services. These include amalgamation of some TV networks and some radio networks, with some studios being closed down. This is to try and assimilate the lower budget allocated to the ABC for the following year, and it's not known how or if this will affect the broadcasting of Radio Australia and its external services. It had been mooted some time ago that the remaining Radio Australia services broadcasting from Shepparton here in Victoria will be closed down during this new financial year, but nothing has been indicated on that at this stage. We'll keep you informed. That's all the information in our program this time. We hope you found the broadcast interesting and helpful for your shortwave radio monitoring.
Took my troubles down the Baton Rouge. Know that gypsy with the gold.